listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one, and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk up. My shadow's only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one.
Green Day on Trail Mix 103.1, kicking off that 7 o'clock hour with a little bit of a grunge feel, but that's okay. It's a beautiful Tuesday regardless, and the hour still starts with 5 in a row. That's Roxette creeping up behind, and after 4 more, a peek at the news. That's right, I'm breaking my rules. We're looking. Here's Roxette.
Walking like a man, hitting like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam. Never was a cooler, tasted like a raindrop. She's got the look. Lay a bomb, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around.
kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. And I go la 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 la. She's got the look. As a lover's disguise, banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Swaying through the band, moving like a hammer. She's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything
Mix 103.1.
Sire! Has she gone again? She's tied it up. I can't find anything. All my tubes and wires, careful nuts. Magic light in motion, but poetry in motion. When she turned her eyes to me, as deep as any ocean, as sweet as any harmony. Oh, she blinded me with science. She blinded me with science.
Twice, I won't let go at any price. I need you now. like time is standing still.
OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. If you leave on Trail Mix, I've got some local news coming up next, but I wanted to touch briefly on the larger national picture news that generally isn't touched on too much on Trail Mix. You might have heard about that ambush in Idaho. Somebody was setting wildfires and then ambushing the firefighters. Two firefighters dead, shot to death. Let's see, have identified a suspected shooter. Authorities have, that is a 20-year-old Idaho man who was found dead on the mountain. Police believe he was the only shooter. So basically, this person was setting wildfires and then ambushing firefighters. I wanted to hold this up and just ask a critical question. Again, I'm not a criminal psychologist. I am not a law enforcement officer of any kind. What do we do societally with that? You know, did this person have everything they needed? What signs, like, this strikes me as, and no, I'm not saying like, hey, here's where the mental health field failed. Like, this strikes me as a very singular example of clearly a person with some kind of compulsion to do something so far beyond the pale. My thoughts with those firefighters, the families of those slain, but like, what do we as a society do with that? How do we prevent this one? You know, and again, there's a lot of details missing, but this just strikes me as one where it's the alignment of a lot of circumstances. Is there room for prevention on this? But of course, that's just one piece of a series of news. Brian Koberger to plead guilty to those four Idaho college murders. Diddy's jury continues. The Department of Justice is going to start prioritizing cases to revoke citizenship. Watch out for that one, because that's a scary headline. The DOJ is specifically going to prioritize cases to revoke citizenship when those citizens are naturalized. Like, when somebody became a citizen after being born somewhere else in the world, and it turns out that they lied on their applications or they were violent criminals and didn't say so. So, like, yes, is it scary that citizenship is being revoked? Yeah, it can be. get details. Like the headline thing is starting to itch a little bit. DOJ will prioritize cases to revoke citizenship. That's a scary headline right there. Wonder what's actually going on. Weather up next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Bucks making moves in free agency. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks have agreed to bring back three of their players, guards Gary Trent and Kevin Porter, and forward Taurean Prince, all three agreeing to two-year deals to stay in Milwaukee, with the second year being a player option. But the Bucks are losing their center, Brook Lopez. He'll sign a two-year contract with the LA Clippers. Lopez became a team leader during his 7 years with the Bucks.
Whatever happens, you know, whatever I do, just having a positive influence on the game. You know, that was my main thought. Having fun, but having a positive influence on the game, a positive impact.
Baseball, the Brewers taking on the Mets tonight in New York. The Crew coming off that 4-3 loss Sunday to the Rockies in 11 innings.
Extras are extras, but I mean, everyone in here was fired up to get a chance to walk it off, you know, so I don't think it's really hard necessarily to get back in the dugout and try to rally guys up because everyone's still chomping at the bit.
That's the Brewers right fielder Sal Frelick. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. Our high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight. We'll drop to the upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an afternoon or evening isolated thundershower. And a high again tomorrow in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Morning Show with Greg Gunderson.
The strawberries taste like strawberries. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Snozzberries? Who ever heard of a snozzberry?
Trail Mix 103.1. For your ears, this is Trail Mix 103.1.
Yeah.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood with Relax on Trail Mix halfway through the 7 o'clock hour, diving into, well, definitely sort of, maybe sports. 8 o'clock and 8 to 9 is all about football. And if I can help it, so is the Sort of Sports Report. And today is one of those days. Yet another NFL-based documentary series on The Approach. I'll give you all the details, but first, I'll give you some Fallout Boy.
Don't be distracted by all the squirrels and chipmunks. We do have the best mix in town. Trail Mix 103.1.
Always live your life, never thinking
On Trail Mix, Owner of a Lonely Heart, we heard from Fall Out Boy and Frankie Goes to Hollywood just before. And soon, we're going to be hearing from Dallas. Time for the Sort of Sports Report, and brace yourself, Netflix is rolling out another NFL documentary series. This one focused on, quote, the definitive story of the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones' impact on NFL history, end quote. It's going to be called America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys. Now, I love the theming on that. I love the feel, the branding that they're going for there. That said, while Jerry Jones is an entertaining owner to follow and has been less problematic than your average Daniel Snyder, I have trouble holding him up as the face of the franchise. Like, who else would be the face of the Cowboys over the last 30 years? But just because nobody else would be the face doesn't make him the best face, you know? We should find somebody else to maybe compete with him in that role. First-hand interviews, never-before-seen footage, showing how the Cowboys became the most valuable sports franchise in the world, even though they haven't reached the NFC Championship in the last 30 years since Clinton was president. That said, they absolutely did something that nobody else has done before with that Herschel Walker trade, and turned it into more success than anybody else had in the 90s. They became America's Team. If that title was handed out today, it might go to somebody else, but it doesn't matter because the Cowboys have it. And this documentary is going to highlight that. I don't see word on whether it's all being released at once or if they'll do it episodically, but regardless, first glimpse at that. August 19th, America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys, coming to Netflix.
Trail Mix 103.1. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on trailmix.fm/contest-terms.
It's going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. Our high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight. Will drop to the upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an afternoon or evening isolated thundershower. And a high again tomorrow in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when you say that I
standing in the shadows in the good girls, her home with broken hearts. Now I'm free. I'm free falling. Yeah, I'm free. Free falling.
Listen to Trail Mix 103.1 on your phone. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone today.
I listen to it on the app.
I listen on the app.
Pop in your earbuds and start listening today on the Civic Media app.